KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's currently 65 degrees under mostly clear skies here at the KJAN studios in Atlanta. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. Overall today, we are going to be looking for a high in the upper 80s with maybe an isolated shower or storm and light northeast winds. Our news update is brought to you this morning by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train Home Comfort Specialist dealer. In the news this morning, the Atlantic Airport Commission will have a regularly scheduled meeting this morning at the airport terminal. In older business, the commission will hear an update on the Fly Iowa Air Show coming to Atlantic in September. New business on the agenda includes an update on the parallel taxiway grading project. Final plans on that project will be presented, as well as more details about specifications, bid documents, and opinion of probable construction costs. A resolution will also be made setting a bid date and public hearing for that project. The meeting of the Atlantic Airport Commission begins this morning at 9 o'clock at the Atlantic Airport Terminal. KJAN News Time is currently 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
A Nebraska man has been given 5 years of probation for his role in a plot to shoot an Iowa man. The Sioux City Journal reports that 20-year-old Joseph Roberts of Omaha has pled not guilty, as Roberts was given a suspended 5-year prison term in addition to the probation sentence he received on Monday. Authorities say 23-year-old Darren Hyber of Mapleton hired Roberts and 19-year-old Timothy Cully to shoot him on March 8th in Mapleton. Police say it was the second time Hyber hired someone to shoot him to gain sympathy from his ex-wife. Hyber also was shot on February 5th. Brady Chapman pled guilty in that case and was given 2 years of probation. Cully was given 5 years of probation. Hyber faces trial on July 31st. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports numerous individuals were arrested on a variety of charges over the past week. On June 28, 35-year-old Kevin Russell Ray Milliam of Atlantic appeared on a Cass County jail warrant to be booked and released on a district court charge of theft fourth degree. On June 29, 41-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis was arrested on a charge of interference with official acts. Russell was taken to the Cass County jail where he was released later that day on $300 bond. On June 29th, sheriff's deputies arrested 30-year-old Brian Harold Iltz of Messina on a disorderly charge of disorderly conduct. Iltz was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released later that day on $300 bond. On July 1st, 28-year-old Courtney Ann Taylor of Griswold was arrested on a charge of driving while suspended. Taylor was taken to the Cass County Jail where she pled guilty and was released the following day. And on July 3rd, 19-year-old Matthew Robert Kern of Atlantic appeared at the Cass County Jail to be booked and released on a sheriff's office charge of OWI first offense. The state program that helped more than 90,000 Iowa homeowners pay their heating bills last winter is now helping many of those same families stay cool in the blistering heat of summer. Jerry McKinn, director of Low-Income Housing Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, says the latest figures show Iowa utilities are owed almost $23 million for unpaid utility power bills.
Definitely there are folks struggling coming out of the winter, you know, trying to stay cool when it's, you know, 100 degrees out isn't going to help their situation any.
He says minimal help is needed for people having trouble paying their summer bills, but some people may be able to get funds for air conditioners if they're deemed medically necessary.
There is a small component of our program that will pay up to around $300 for a window air conditioner, but that's only if the agency still have those funds available.
Many community action agencies around Iowa have already spent those funds. He says some struggling families will end up going into winter owing even more to the power companies due to the high summer cooling costs. The Atlantic Police Department reports two minor accidents and an arrest occurred this past weekend. On Friday, shortly after 3 p.m., a vehicle driven by Alila Booz of Atlantic backed out of a parking space at a parking lot behind 11 West 5th Street. As the vehicle started moving north in the alley, it struck a legally parked vehicle owned by Chelsea Dolch of Atlantic. Booz was cited for failure to maintain control. Total damage from that incident was about $2,500. On Saturday, at about 9 p.m., a vehicle driven by Lindsay Arndt of Logan was backing out of a driveway on Maple Street when it backed into a vehicle owned by John Kustra of Ames. Arndt was cited for striking an unattended vehicle. Total damage from that accident was about $2,100. Also on Saturday, the Atlantic Police Department arrested 33-year-old Jose Perez of West Wendover, Nevada, for public intoxication. He was transported to the Cass County Jail, where he was booked and held. A local woman was hurt in a rollover accident northwest of Atlantic on Monday morning on Highway 83. 54-year-old Jane Mary Knight of Atlantic was taken to the Cass County Hospital by private vehicle for treatment. The accident happened about 8/10 of a mile north of Atlantic at around 6:15 a.m. Knight was northbound and lost control of her 2005 Nissan Altima, which rolled into the north ditch near a tree line and cornfield. Cass County Sheriff's officials estimate the damage to the car at about $11,000. And a 17-year-old Northwest Iowa girl has been injured in a car collision with a freight train. Authorities say Crystal Leach of Marcus was injured on the accident that occurred at about 7:40 p.m. Saturday in Lamar's. Leach was taken to a local hospital and then flown to a hospital in Sioux City. Lamar's police say her injuries are not considered life-threatening. Police say Leach apparently cut in front of the train while trying to turn left. Police say the warning lights and bells at the crossing were functioning at the time she was alone in the car. Taking a look now at world and national headlines on KJAN. U.S. stock futures have been higher as leaders in Europe act swiftly to shore up Spain and its troubled banks. Finance ministers agreed early today on the terms of a bailout, saying that the first $37 billion in aid for Spain can be ready by the end of the month. A senior Obama campaign advisor says the campaign is concerned about the role of super PACs in bankrolling Mitt Romney's challenge. David Plouffe told ABC's Good Morning America that Romney supporters want to buy the White House for him. Yesterday, the campaigns released fundraising numbers that showed Romney outpacing Obama for the second straight month. International envoy Kofi Annan has arrived in Iraq at an outreach tour to Syria's allies in the Mideast. Annan touched down in Baghdad today after a one-day trip to Iran, a key Damascus ally. Annan will meet with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and discuss the ways to end the bloodshed in neighboring Syria. And unions representing workers in the northeastern Pennsylvania city of Scranton expect to file a federal lawsuit against the city after the mayor abruptly cut their pay to minimum wage. The attorney for three unions, including firefighters and police, tells the Times Tribune of Scranton that he expects to file several legal actions, including a motion to hold Mayor Chris Doherty in contempt of court, violating a judge's order to pay full wages. KJAN News Time is 8:08.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcement, 65-year-old Beverly Mendenhall of Atlantic died on Friday at Iowa Methodist Hospital. Funeral services for Beverly M. Mendenhall will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 83-year-old Donald Montgomery of Greenfield died on Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Donald Montgomery will be held this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. 92-year-old Harold W. Klein, based of Harlan, died on June 9th at Elm Crest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Harold Klein Paste will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Frederick William Coley of Exira, and formerly from Macedonia, died on Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for Frederick Coley will be held this afternoon at 1 o'clock at Broadway Christian Church of Council Bluffs. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. 95-year-old Betty Thomas of Coon Rapids died on Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Betty Thomas will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 68-year-old Dale Raymond Hurst of Redfield died on Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A military graveside service for Dale Hurst will be held Wednesday at 12:30 at Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died on Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Gracine Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died on Friday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service for Gracine Elizabeth Rummel will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. And 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died on Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial gathering for Marcella Wilson will be held Saturday from 2 until 4 at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news this morning was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.